Blog Talk Radio.
To Youth of Harvest this great morning, Saturday. And your hostess, Pastor Katisa, glory be to God. And we just thank God. God is doing a great work. He's doing more than we can ask or think in our prayers. And so he deserves the praise always, God. We love you. Amen. And God showers his love on us daily, moment by moment. Amen. Sometimes we overlook or we take for granted the love of God, but truly he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us always. Jesus said, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the times. Oh, glory be to God. So I thank God for our young people. They are such blessings. Amen. And so I thank God that we can continue on. Today, God's got this. God's got us. God's got us. Amen. We are we're in the palm of his hands, and to him be the praise and glory. Hallelujah. So let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we worship you and adore you. God, there is no one like you. God, you are King. You are Lord. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are magnificent. God, you deserve all of our attention, God. You deserve our to be priority in our lives. Help us. Help our young people, God, to love you more, to show that you are whom their soul is seeking and longing for, God, because we know that you long for us to be with you for eternity. You sent your only Son, died for our sins, rose on the third day. And, oh, God, what hope we have that we share with the whole world. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. So we talked a little bit last week about Jesus, he is the resurrection. He is the life. We're going to come from Luke chapter 24. Amen. And give him some more encouragement, because the center of our faith, young people, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have to believe, first of all, he died for your sins. He died for my sins. He not only did that, okay, but he rose on the third day. He was sinless. He was blameless. So death could not keep him. Could not keep him. So he said, yeah, I laid down my life, but they also he can take it up again. And so what a true, amen, what a true blessing of God. I want to just read some of Luke here. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. I want to start right there for a moment. So they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. This is the thing. If you, young person, were to go to Israel today, there would be no grave, no tomb with Jesus' body in it. He's not there. Verse 4 says, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. Verse 7, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And verse 8, then they remembered his words. I hope that you remember that, first of all, God loves you. That God loves you and I so much. He's got everything, all of us, in the palm of his hands. And he loves us that he sent his one and only son, his son, Jesus Christ, to fulfill the very purpose that it says right here, to die for our sins. And his mom says, whenever we do wrong, whenever we think the wrong thing, whenever we act in the wrong way, Jesus died for that purpose, so that the guilt that we have, the consequences, because the consequences of sin is death. And so Jesus took that. You know, all of us face that. Doesn't matter your age. All of us face that consequence. And so Jesus came for the very purpose so that our sins could be forgiven with the Father. And so, though we may fall asleep, Jesus calls dying and fall asleep, we will all live again. And we will all, if we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his purposes, amen, that he is alive. He is in heaven right now. When we believe this, amen, our sins are forgiven. We are made right with God. You know how you can be, maybe you and your friend, you have a, you know, little falling out or whatever, you know, and you have some words, you talk bad to one another, you know, say some things, maybe even do some things, but then somehow there's a reconciliation. Sometimes you just make up because you want to be friends. You know, you've been friends for a long time. I ain't had a friend like that. I would get mad or she would get mad. We'd be mad at each other for the whole year. Just be craziness. And then all of a sudden we would talk to each other and we'd be speaking again. So what's going on with us and God is that when we do wrong, you know, God, he can't look on our wrongness. He can't accept that. Because he does everything right. There's nothing in God that would do wrong, that would, you know, treat somebody in the wrong way or do the wrong thing. So what has to happen, we have to make up with God. We have to be right with God. We have to, you know, get right with him. And that's what Jesus did. Whatever we did wrong, he just said, okay, I'm going to die for you. I'm going to die for what you did wrong. And that's going to cover that issue. And so you can be, so you can come to my father, your father. Come on, you can come on back and make up. Let's make up. Let's be more than friends. We're going to be, you're going to be God's children. We're going to be God's children, you and I. And he's going to be our father forever, for eternity. Now, that's a long time. It's more than just a year. That's forever. And so when that happens, angels in heaven rejoices, and you and I, too, will have joy of our salvation. We'll have joy. We'll be happy. You know, we'll have the hope inside of our hearts. No matter what's going on, we know that we have a God in heaven who lives forever. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, who's in heaven, who lives forever, who's just up there just wanting us to always make up with God, always wanting us to be know that we are God's children, that we are loved and we are cared for and cared about. All of our cares, everything happening with us, we can tell God. You know how you texting your friends all the time, telling them stuff. You can tell God. You don't even have to, you know, worry about, you know, texting, Snapchatting, or Facebook. You don't have to worry that God already, you can just whisper it in your heart. He knows. He hears. He is there. God is there everywhere, time. And so what a wonderful relationship. To be able to be make up with God, be called his child, be called his children forever and ever. And that we get this thing what we get to do. Tell others about the message of love that God has for them. Don't keep it to yourself, young person. You know somebody somewhere, one of your peers, you know, not to go tell them self-righteousness. No, you need Jesus. You need God in your life. No, we don't say it like that. But we tell them, hey, we know somebody. We know the God who lives forever. We know his son, Jesus Christ. We want to tell you more about him. Is that okay? Can I tell you more about Jesus? And they may say yes. They may say no. But the thing you can tell them is this, hey, I know that God did this miracle thing. This thing that all of the religions, everybody has whatever they, you know, say about their religion, but no one can claim that they died and then they rose again on the third day. Only Jesus Christ. And so we can tell them, hey, what you can't go to Israel and find Jesus in a grave. You can't visit his tomb, but listen. You can know God right now. You can know Jesus Christ because they are alive. And he's not there in a grave or tomb, but he's risen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. And so I've come to tell you that message. And it is a message of love, greatness, power. You know, if you power to do the right thing, God will give you his Holy Spirit power. God then sends his Holy Spirit to live in your heart. And I know all this may seem a little overwhelming, but listen, you may not even get all of it. You're like, okay, whatever. But truly, God wants to touch your life in a mighty way. And I believe that. And that's why it's part of, as we continue on in the series of God got this, God's got us. And I thank God for you. And truly, you are my brother, my sister, in Christ Jesus, and I want to encourage you. Be blessed. Go with God. Celebrate Palm Sunday tomorrow. Next week is the resurrection when we celebrate the risen Jesus Christ. Go with God. Amen.